Good morning. Another comfortable and mild start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone beginning in the upper 50s to around 60. Skies will be mostly sunny for a while, and clouds will tend to mix in throughout the afternoon as some energy spills in from southern Canada. With slightly higher humidity in the afternoon, temperatures will reach into the lower and middle 80s on average for daytime highs, which will promote just a slight risk of a passing shower or a quick burst of rain with a rumble of thunder. These showers will be short-lived if they do pop up at all and will tend to die out towards sunset tonight. And overnight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and temperatures dropping back into the lower 60s. That large ridge of high pressure, which has been dominating the weather over the last several days across the region, will tend to break down from the north and east. As a result, energy riding over the top of the ridge north of the Great Lakes will make a closer approach from southern Canada as we get into the weekend. The result will be a mix of sun and clouds, a bit more humidity on Saturday, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, but high temperatures will still manage to reach to about 80. A front associated with another batch of energy will approach on Sunday, with an even better chance at a few more showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, skies will be partly sunny for the second half of the weekend, and highs out ahead of this front will be in the lower 80s once again. On Monday, behind the front, it'll be sunny and pleasant. Cooler air will flow in on a northwest breeze with lower humidity. Highs will be back into the lower 70s. A disturbance will then head our way for the middle of next week with the chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday and highs pushing into the middle 70s and then surging into the mid 80s with the risk of showers and storms again on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, ample moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will continue streaming into the central United States over the next few days, and upper-level energy moving from the plains to the Midwest will continue to trigger showers and thunderstorms. Additional rainfall totals of up to 3 inches are possible for southeastern Texas and to parts of Louisiana, which have already seen several days of heavy rain, and flooding is ongoing in some areas. The next rounds of rain should serve to exacerbate ongoing flooding and could lead to numerous instances of flash flooding, and flash flood watches are in effect. Meanwhile, a deep upper-level low is forecast to drop slowly across the west and persist there over the next couple of days. Underneath the low, temperatures are expected to be well below normal. Highs are forecast to be more than 30 degrees below average for portions of Montana, with temperature anomalies of 20 degrees below normal common for the Intermountain West. These cold temperatures will support lowering snow levels, and snow is likely for the Cascades, Sierra Nevada, and higher elevations of the Intermountain West. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility with cloudy skies and showers in the vicinity, 50 degrees with a west wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 21 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 59 degrees, the dew point 40, 49% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.46 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny, near 80, Boston, mostly sunny, near 80, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 69, that's 8 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.57 inches for the month, and that's now 53 hundredths of an inch below normal. And still 10.91 inches for the year, which is now 2.27 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees. The average low, 50. The record high, 92, set in 1941. And the record low, 32, in 1949. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m. 14 hours and 50 minutes of daylight. An increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with the outside chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with the outside chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with just a slight risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with the outside chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, still the chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a bit more humid, near 80. Partly sunny with scattered showers and storms on Sunday in the lower 80s. Sunny, pleasant, cooler Monday, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. Just an isolated shower or storm, middle 70s. Increased humidity with showers and thunderstorms likely on Wednesday in the mid 80s. And mostly sunny on Thursday, back into the lower 70s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.